recording yet, because we'll wait a couple of seconds. And
I've got a few little pictures you'd like to see.
Oh, I'd love to see them. When I'm switching the tape here in a few minutes, unless you want to go get them now, I'm up for it. Wait a second, I'll stop my music. Okay, so you're...
Anyway, we was going to Pearl Harbor with this load of troops in about, it's probably along about July of 42. And we didn't arrive at the harbor until about an hour after dark, and the gates were already closed, so we blinked, signaled in that we wanted to come in, and they signaled back and said, can't come in until morning, the gate's closed, submarine gates are closed. The captain says, we've got 7,000 troops on here, and I'm not going to endanger their lives sitting here all night with them. And they signaled back something about, well, that's too bad, you're going to have to stay out there. He says, well, I'm coming in, you either open the gates or I'm going to crash right through them. So they opened the gates. And this next picture I got here, I'll show you, is when we got back to San Francisco, we got a new captain. He got booted off.
he was a little bit too forward for the admiral or something?
Yeah, right. Anyway, I don't know what happened to him, whether they busted him down, or he probably just got a different ship. But anyway, this...
Wow.
That was
there
on
are hundreds
the...
This is the...
When they changed captains.
Oh, okay, so everybody dolled up.
That's Alcatraz there in the back.
Okay,
right here.
Sure.
I'm right back in here somewhere. I think that's me right there.
Okay, hiding out in the middle, like a church, right? Yeah. You don't want to get too far up front, but then these guys are pretty big shots. So they had an admiral here, rear admiral.
Well, that's a commander.
No, this guy here.
Oh, that's a... Yeah, he's a next thing above a captain.
There's a vice admiral.
Yeah, something like that. And they was all crew officers of the ship.
Wow, it was...
That's old Grumpy there.
Oh, yeah, your buddy.
He was an engineering officer. We called him Grumpy.
It's like one of the Seven Dwarfs.
He was... of course, when the Navy took this ship over... You don't have that on, do you?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I don't.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyway, when the Navy took this ship over, a lot of these officers were in the Merchant Marine.
Okay, fleet, sure.
And were officers on this
particular ship,
USS Washington at that time. And they said they always had to go down every so often, sign up papers in the Merchant Marine, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they knew, they had signed papers. They were in the Navy. Didn't know it. They swore them down.
They signed it just like you did, huh?
Yeah. They didn't know it. Anyway, a lot of these guys were, not a lot of them, but several of them were, especially in the engineering force, mm-hmm. and the engineering equipment, the propulsion equipment and all that. But anyway, that was just a 20 millimeter gun, but there was a, you can't see the one that I used to be on, it's back behind here.
Uh-huh.
It was a, pom-pom.
Twin 40?
For the 1.1.
Oh, that was a big one, yeah.
The four barrel.
Mm-hmm.
It took about, 8, 12, it must have been close to 20 guys to pass the ammunition
mm-hmm.
and load it.
So these guys may have gone to the Merchant Marine Academy in New York,
well,
or
I
just
don't know
worked
where
their
went,
way
but
up.
They were in the Merchant Marine, most of them.
That is really something. What a neat picture. Maybe somebody would want to share it with you. I know you're hiding your stuff here. But you were still in a hospital. When you didn't get home until January of 46. But what I asked you before was something about, was there, besides Grumpy, was there anybody that was significant in your service?
Oh, well, you had characters.
I don't throw stones at characters.
We had one guy we called Peaches.
Uh-huh. Because he was so sweet. Yeah. That's okay. That'll be your secret.
This was in Boston. We had half the ship would have a
party.
Yeah, we had at a hotel ballroom. I had a big dance.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where I'm at in there, but I don't recall. But
you're probably up front here because of these pretty girls.
No, I was back here somewhere. I think that's me right there, I believe.
You're a handsome devil.
And anyway, that was in Boston.
So you go into town, get a meal, and do a little dancing and kicking up your heels and stuff, huh?
Yeah.
Peaches. Mm. Okay, I don't want to know about peaches.
I got some
as
more.
As long as it wasn't you.
that was taken to San Diego.
This is when you were on the fast track to get out of town?
Yeah.
And you actually held a gun?
Didn't fire any.
No, they look good in the picture, though.
Let's see, where am I at? It's been so long since I had this out. There I am, right there.
By God, you do look a little bit the same, you know? So there you are with your trusty Springfield, yes,
I don't know.
A303, and never did shoot a bullet out of it. They all signed it.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
Bunch of them.
So these were guys that you knew.
Yeah, that was in there.
Whoop.
The alert.
Those were guys that you knew. So.
Oh, this was my diary.
Oh, okay.
So it's.
It's
pretty
kind
old,
of frayed,
you know.
Yeah. Now it is.
But, see, I just went out here December the
20, 1942.
Anyway.
Just before Christmas.
San Diego,
Diego.
Transferred to Treasure Island, April 14th, station on USS Mount Vernon.
You ought to get that duplicated.
On April 18th. Anyway.
Yeah. My God, you've been everywhere. Auckland?
We went to Adelaide, Frisco, Noumea, Caledonia, San Francisco, Wellington, New Zealand, Auckland, Sydney, San Francisco, Pearl Harbor, San Francisco, Auckland, Sydney, Wellington, San Francisco, Pearl Harbor, San Francisco, San Pedro.
My God,
Noumea, New Caledonia, and then Fiji, and then Frisco, and then Dago, and then Auckland, and then Frisco, and then Dago, and then to Caledonia again.
My word, Richard, that's
then,
something. You ought to let somebody copy that for you. So you got a good copy of it. It's getting a little fragile there.
And then let's say, well, let's see. On April the 24th, I went to Norfolk, got off the ship.
Okay, now that's
in Virginia.
That's in 45, I see. Because then you went here.
Yeah,
and that's
45. That's in 45.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
And then you got out the next January, 46.
Stayed there and I went to Sampson, New York on August the 16th.
Until you were discharged from?
Discharged January the 29th.
Where? Kansas State.
Out of Sampson, New York.
Okay. They just drag you down, give you $10, and put you on a bus and send you off?
Something like that.
that recruiter, that picture is really sweet, you know. But the diary is absolute gold.
Here's an old newspaper from Bombay, India at the time of we were there.
Did you hear that they had a bomb on the train the other day?
Yeah, I did.
They call it something else now.
Yeah, see, they had about 5, 6, 7 bombs.
Yeah, then last year they had a huge flood. I guess it's the financial capital. This is interesting.
There's no dog
that the
tag.
Japs. Oh, you had a you altered your.
I soldered them on there, and then I. Strap on. I wore that around my ankle.
Okay. My God, this guy had an old number here. U.S. Navy. Typo. 3 of 42.
382/87/98. Is that right?
Absolutely. You're a good soldier or sailor, as the case may be. So, We know that you got out January the 29th, which is Kansas Day, and that's very appropriate.
Right.
But you're like an atlas is to the places you've been. Did any impress you besides Bombay as far as beauty or the people or any of that kind of stuff?
Pearl Harbor was a, you know, Honolulu, that pretty place. Of course, it was just a little town then.
Yes.
I remember going to the, I don't know, at that time, the Royal Hawaiian Hotel.
You know, actually, I've been there.
It's only about four stories high or something.
Yeah.
Way back then, it was about the only hotel there, down on the beach. Mm-hmm. There wasn't many there. We'd go down there. Of course, we were never there very long, but I remember going down there and swimming in the afternoon. And they had a beer garden that would open up for about a half hour there by the Hawaiian in a tent or something. They'd let you have buy a beer. And
yeah, when I went there, they were having a wedding that day, but it's still there, tucked in around all of these high rises. But it's an absolutely gorgeous place. It's striking.
Yeah. Oh, it was nice there.
Well, the war's over. And you're home.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing that stuff. Okay.
Well, this is just, I was my brother. He was in the Army.
He has his whole separate story. Where is he at now?
He died several years ago.
I see.
And that was just something. This is me.
You are a striking devil.
A couple of my shipmates. This is before. Okay. That's one of my girlfriend in San Francisco.
Yeah, it's cutie.
That was taken before the war out there. I took a picture of some sailors, not thinking that I'd ever be one of them. I had one of my buddies on the ship with some restaurant there in San Francisco.
Really super. Hey, you lived pretty high on the hog when you were ashore, didn't you?
Oh, you had to.
Oh, okay. This is the workspace.
That was...
the innards of the ship here.
Yeah, that just in the machine shop. I mean, the engine room.
Right.
See, there's a man there. Some of the crew in the
fair engine. Size.
I didn't work in that engine.
Too darn hot
there. We were right next to it.
They used to break the stuff and bring it to you, right?
Yeah, right. I broke some things myself, too.
I won't tell a soul. I mean, we already did tell a
soul. You're not recording now, are you?
Yeah, I am. You wouldn't have been a good soldier if you didn't break something, or a sailor.
That was a Japanese submarine that they blew out of the water in Sydney, Australia.
I'll be
darned.
One of
the midget submarines.
Yeah, like that was at Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. That was in the engine room of the Mount Vernon. I'm probably in that picture there somewhere. I think that's me there.
Oh, right on top of this thing.
But that,
are you doing a
them lathe? Guys didn't all work in the engine room. They just happened to be there to get the picture taken. But there was only about five of us.
I see.
And then, and this was at that ship's dance there in
Boston.
Boston. That's me. And
well, you were taller than most of these guys, weren't you? You still are a tall man.
Yeah.
Though.
And some of the shipmates.
R&R.
Yeah, he was Michigan, California. I think he's Michigan.
It looks to me like he could have been a second class.
Yeah, at one time.
Then you went to town?
No, I never got busted. I switched ranks there.
Okay.
These are just postcards.
This is like your world...
At India, of course.
Yes.
Just old.
Very fascinating.
Old picture of India.
That's okay. More guys.
There's another one, the machine shop. Of course, like I say, there's only about five of us worked there, but these were in the same division.
Oh, I see. So.
I'm just looking around there where I'm at. And I guess that's me right here in the middle.
Okay.
Or no, there. That's me here.
The good-looking guy.
Yeah, right.
All right. More lathe work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't take it to a repair shop out in the middle of the ocean. That's you?
Yeah.
With a mustache, no less.
And that's me.
Hey, what a guy.
And these are just old.
More of the similar
these
pictures.
These are just old postcards or part of the ship.
Yeah.
Engine room picture.
Well, those things, if you had never seen them, are very fascinating.
I think that's all that's in there. Let's see.
Oh, you crossed the equator.
Yeah.
It's duly sworn in. The award of Neptune. King
yeah,
Rex.
Yeah, that was... Oh, yeah, that's some of the pictures when you...
When the Indians were working with their little piggies?
When you went in across the equator.
Yeah. A special ceremony.
Right, there's more of them pictures in here somewhere.
Yeah, I got one of those, and then I had one for being in the Bermuda Triangle, too, but I was on a cruise ship, so it wasn't a bad deal. Neat stuff, and that's a likeness of the ship. That was a United States liner before it was the Mount Vernon?
USS Washington. You know, it wasn't a military ship at that time. Let's see, what was I looking for? Oh, more pictures of that. I don't know, I had more pictures of initiation, you know.
Oh, the Rex guy?
When they crossed over to...
At least they didn't keelhaul you.
But I guess that... Anyway, that...
No, that's very, very interesting. And you saved that book. That's beautiful. It's a work of art. So here it is, January the 31st, 1946, and you're heading home.
Yep.
What'd you think?
I thought, well, that's going to be different.
There is a certain amount of security in the military, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. Right. You didn't worry about where he's going to sleep or eat or...
Mm-hmm. And you just came out of a depression before...
Right.
In the dirty 30s. So, where'd you head for?
Oh, when I got out of service?
Yes, sir.
I came back to Dodge and... So I didn't know what I wanted to do, and I went down to the employment agency, I guess it was,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted to, they said, well, the Dr. Pepper Bottling Company's got to want some help. So I went down there, and the guy says, come back in the morning, go to work.
Sounds good to me.
And, of course, sugar was still rationed at that time.
Uh-huh.
So they was limited on the amount of product they could put out. I think it was probably rationed for 6 months or a year after.
Mm-hmm.
At least a year after the war was over.
And then what?
I worked there until 59 when I...
That's a while.
Bought Gerber Inc. there, Charleston.
Famous place, major crossroad in Gray County.
So that was, I was there until I retired, turned it over to my sons.
Still there.
Yeah.
So, you eventually got married then.
Yeah.
Yep, to a beautiful woman.
Got married. Helen!
She made some beautiful babies for you.
Yeah, we had five of those. And, got married in 48, so
uh-huh.
Been married about 58 years.
Yep. I see her over there. She went sailing someplace else. She's probably checking her hairdo out or something. You know how that is.
Yeah.
I used to see you a lot while I was here in Dodge, but your story is fascinating. To look at you, you would never know that you had been to so many different places and that you would never have had that opportunity had not Uncle Sam got him an endless ticket on an ocean liner.
He interfered a lot
this
of people's
lives. This poor guy, yeah, I did.
Civilians and servicemen alike.
And Helen, what did you do during the war?
I worked.
Where at?
I worked at the air base a while.
Did you?
Dodge City Air Base.
My father-in-law worked at the one in Garden for quite a while. Now, my wife was born in North Dakota, and her first birthday was Pearl Harbor Day. And they came, I guess we're done recording, so. Do out there.
Just working the offices out there. Right?
Okay. Now, how big was the air base at Dodge?
I don't know.
It's still kind of there.
There was probably several thousand troops there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know either. I have any idea.
But they used it for a touch-and-go base. So, but they didn't use military to do clerical work?
Well, some of them, I suppose.
There was some, yeah.
Yeah. Because
mostly there was a lot of young girls out there working.
My father-in-law was not in the military, but yet he worked out there. So I guess they had a mix. But that was a going, Jesse.
Were there any Waves stationed out there?
What?
Waves? Army?
Navy. Navy guys.
No, they had been Army.
Wax.
Wax. Army
wax.
Was Wax.
What a name.
No, it was just the men.
When we first went to Pearl Harbor, why we would bring back wives and children.
Okay, dependents?
Back to the States.
Cool. So it was a good ticket for you. But a very fascinating story, though.
It was, like I say, I had good duty because some of them guys would be a supply ship. They'd send them out there in the Pacific Islands somewhere. And they'd sit there with a load of supplies, more material, and waiting for orders where to unload. Well, they'd sit there for a month, and then they'd say, well, go over here.
Somewhere else?
Outside of some other island. Some of them guys, I guess, they'd sit there for 6 months, just waiting to unload.
You never sat still very long.
No. We,
9 days once, right?
We always, like I say, we'd just come into port, be there a week, 10 days or so, and
take off.
Take on supplies, load of troops, and head back somewhere else.
Turn around and take on.
Yeah.
Well, I was unaware that you were in the military. You're very modest.
We used to, once in a while, we went in a convoy. Not very often. This ship, it would make, in miles, not knots, in miles, I think it'd make around 22 miles an hour.
That's pushing 20 knots. So.
Which was a little fast for submarines to catch. And we usually went in an area where there weren't too likelihood of enemy being.
Uh-huh.
Most of the time.
It's a big ocean out there in the Pacific. You know. So you would do it again?
Oh, yeah. That age, I didn't have any choice.
Yeah. And
I'd take that duty over a lot of other duties, that's for sure. Oh, I'd do it different, that's for sure.
You did what was right at the time.
I wouldn't have gotten so much trouble while I was in there, since you got that recorder.
Oh, you didn't get in any trouble.
Since you got that recorder
on. I wouldn't have murdered that guy. He made me mad.
Since you got that recorder on, I'm not going to tell you any of that.
Okay, then, as far as I know, you're Mr. Goody Two Shoes.
Right.
Mom would be happier that way, right. Not knowing too much sometimes.
Oh,
you're never supposed to tell kids everything.
I've told her everything. She saw the pictures, the old girlfriends in there.
Well, my dad was quite a, I'm turning it off.